We're here in downtown Colorado Springs with a holiday traditions episode of Love in the Springs. And we have a guest, one of our very favorite people, Renee Baer, and my colleague, Kelsey Swin from the Downtown Partnership. And we are about to give you all of the down low about what you can do for the rest of this holiday season.
This is Studio 809 Podcasts, informing, connecting, and empowering the residents of the Pikes Peak region.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Swin, Marketing Manager for the Downtown Partnership.
And I'm Carrie Simison, Director of Communications. Downtown Colorado Springs is a proud sponsor of Loving the Springs, and we're happy to be recording in Studio 809 Podcast, Community Podcast Studio at The Next Us, a professional cooperative environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs.
We're here today for a special holiday edition of Loving the Springs with a very special guest, Renee Baer. Renee is part of the Baer & Baer family real estate team here in Colorado Springs and has been working alongside her husband, Ed, since they were married in 1987. Over the years, she's built a reputation as a licensed real estate broker who can truly do it all, showing homes, juggling contracts, keeping the office running smoothly, and making her clients' needs top priority. But she's not just an absolute powerhouse in real estate. She's also an incredibly caring and deeply devoted member of the Colorado Springs community.
We've been lucky enough to get to know Renee through her years of service on the Downtown Ventures Board, and she's a big friend, supporter, and ally to downtown. We're going to talk to her today about some of her corporate and family holiday traditions.
Renee, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, I'm so glad to be in the studio with the both of you.
When Carrie and I started this conversation on holiday traditions, you were one of the first people we thought of because you have a pretty fun one. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, the skate in the park at Acacia Park. It is, I have to be honest, it's a blast. So for years, we've been going to the holiday stroll with a bunch of friends of mine and or a bunch of young ladies. And so when skate in the park became, my kids played hockey. And so we were thinking, how could we make a fun outdoor activity to coordinate with the holiday stroll because we want people to shop downtown. And so we're thinking we should do skate in the park from 4 to 6, right? Yeah. And then the holiday stroll is from 5 to 8. And so they kind of overlap and then people can shop and then they can skate and they can shop. And it's an introduction to downtown Colorado Springs because of a lot of our clients and customers, frankly, don't always know about downtown Colorado Springs. They haven't explored it because when you live in a neighborhood, you usually do everything right in that neighborhood.
I can agree with that, definitely. I mean, I live in Patty Jewett and my neighborhood goes from about Patty Jewett to downtown to the west side of Colorado Springs. And there are certainly many parts of the city that I know I haven't explored, and I've been here for 25 years.
Yeah, it is so true. So the skate in the park, there's going to be, we have 50 families registered this year to come that are clients and customers. And the little sea, what are they called, the sea creatures?
Bobby the Seal.
Oh my goodness gracious, they are so much fun because a lot of kids don't know how to ice skate. We don't really have an outdoor pond situation here like they do up in the mountains other than Acacia Park and maybe some of the other indoor places here in town. And so the seal thing is a huge hit because they can get the kids on the ice where they're feeling secure and confident. Their parents aren't wigging out because their kids are going to fall and break an arm or something. And they get to skate around the ice skating rink and they just have a blast. And it was interesting. I do have to share this. And Carrie, I think I might have shared this with you earlier is our kids were like looking at all the activities that we do here in Colorado Springs. And we said, do you guys want to do skate in the park again? And Eric and Brandon both said, Mom, that's one of the favorite things that we enjoy doing for our clients and customers because, one, it brings everybody downtown and it's introducing them to something different and because they're hockey players.
Well, and you guys, Baer & Baer rents out the ice for this private 2-hour session, and it's kind of your client appreciation holiday party on top of a fun night out skating, isn't
That's right. Yeah. We wouldn't be in business without our clients and customers, and we get tons of referrals from them. It's helped us stay top of mind, you know, with these events. But we don't just do it for that. We do it because we seriously, to be honest with you guys, we want them to love downtown the way that we love downtown. I mean, I shop downtown all the time. I love taking Luna to Acacia Park in the summer and going on the park. I'm really excited about the band shell and going to skate in the park if you haven't done that and someone's listening to this, I highly encourage you to check it out because it's not that expensive. It's something fun you can do with your family, and you're introducing them to a sport they might not even know about.
Right. Well, I grew up in Minnesota, and so ice skating, I mean, we were almost born on ice skates. I remember being maybe just 3 or 4 years old, and I had double-bladed figure skates.
Oh, my.
And so it made it easier to learn because they were about, I don't know, 2 inches apart. But we had so many parks that would have outdoor skating rinks and little warming houses, and my grandparents lived on the lake, and so when the lake would freeze over, we'd go down and do it. So it's really exciting to me that we've got a little taste of that right in the middle of downtown Colorado Springs.
I think it's super important because I grew up in Michigan, and I would skate, and my ankles always turned, like I felt really weak in the skates and because I didn't have strong ankles. But it's really interesting because if you have your own skates, they actually are fitted better and your ankles don't turn. But what's cool about the skate in the park is they have hockey skates and they have figure skates. So sometimes even girls, you know, you don't always think of girls with hockey skates, but a lot of the girls will do the hockey skates because they're easier to work with.
A little more support. I did not know that.
Yeah, I wish I would have known that when I was a kid.
I don't know how to stop in hockey skates, though. At least with the figure skates,
you
know, those little toe things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many years ago, do you know how many years you've been doing this at Skate in the Park?
Well, Skate in Park, this is going to be our 4th year. You know, we had COVID in there, so you couldn't do a whole lot.
Right.
So we started this after COVID. But the holiday stroll, I've been doing the holiday stroll for since you guys started it years ago, and I love it.
We've run into you after you guys have been done skating, so Kelsey and I get to chaperone the Grinch and Santa that evening, and it is so fun to just run into everyone on the street and stop and chat with them. And remember the first year that I was working the stroll and we ran into you, and I didn't even know that you guys had rented out the rink. So that's just so cool.
Yeah, it's fun to have it rented out because it's just for the people we know, and it's a great way to engage with people and have some holiday cheer before the holidays.
Yeah. So what is the reception like from the clients, the family, the friends who do come to your Skate in the Park event? Like, what do they tell you after they leave? Like, what's their favorite part, or did they discover something new downtown while they were there?
Yeah. Thanks. So actually a really good question. And they're very thankful because a lot of people don't know that this exists. It's free to them to take their, and you know, we have hot cocoa and like brownies. And so like they get these little snacks for Christmas holiday. But to be honest, there was this one family that came, their kids have never skated and they had the little seals. And it was fun because she's like, we didn't know. We're going to come back again as a family and another time to explore skating. And they just like the fact that they could do something new during the holidays.
So if you are listening and you haven't been to Skate in the Park, it's open through the end of January. There are some nights that are closed for private events. And if you're still wanting to do a private event, you can definitely reach out to the rink. There may be a couple nights where you could still schedule that. But if you go to downtowncs.com/skate, the schedule of open public skate is published there. It goes out for a month at a time, so you can make plans up in a month out. You can just buy tickets at the door. They don't sell them in advance, but your tickets include skates. They're $15 per person. Kids 4 and under skate free with a paid adult, and military members and first responders get a $2 off their admission. And at that same site, there are different theme days that are published throughout the rest of the season. And some of the theme days also have discounts available with them. Like if you wear a funny hat, or if you wear magenta, or if you say you're there for some specific reason, but all the details are on there. But we'd love for people to come out and experience what you have. And there's something just really special about skating at night.
It's
as well.
Beautiful. The trees that are lit. And, you know, when you take a picture at the on the skating rink and then the trees that you all have lit up downtown, it's magical. It really is quite breathtaking. And it just, sorry, I get pretty emotional about it because it really does create these special moments for people. And I do want to say one more thing is the private event is actually really affordable because you're renting it the space for 2 hours. And so I would encourage people to look into it. It's really quite surprisingly affordable.
And what a unique and fun way to have a holiday party or a tradition or an experience. And we hear more and more, and you hear more and more of it with like Gen Z, but I think everyone, I mean, certainly as I've aged, there are less things that I want and need outside of experiences with people. And so something like this, where it's your closest friends, your closest family, clients who you've helped make their home in Colorado Springs to have this kind of experience is just so cool.
It's super cool.
So you also do us a big solid and hand out our downtown coupon books to your guests that
That's
evening.
Right.
So we've got a holiday coupon book this year with, what is it, 100
plus
offers?
Over 100, yeah. Great coupons, free appetizers, buy one, get one cocktails, you know, percents off your purchase, lots of good stuff in there.
Yeah. And we did something new this year with the coupon books. All of our downtown partnership members that have a coupon in the book, they are actually the businesses and the places you can pick up these free coupon books this year. So we wanted to help give them a little shout out for being members and supporting the partnership in the way they do. So if you don't have your downtown holiday coupon book yet, and you are not a client of Bear and Bear, you can go to downtowncs.com/coupon. That's got a list of all of the member businesses that have coupons in there where you can pick them up. And these coupons, some of them are good through the end of December and some through the end of January. So make sure you get your hands on that. We printed an additional 3,000 this year. So there are 12,500 coupon books out there, and they really are some great deals. I know one of the coupons everyone looks forward to every year is Sparrowhawk. Usually it's one of their knives.
Oh, it is. And let me tell you, I've already picked mine up, and it is a fantastic little paring knife. I love it. It's my most used tool in the kitchen now.
It really is. And I always call Sam or text him. He's the owner of Sparrow and Hawk, and be like, hey, can you save me one? Because I'm always afraid they're going to run out, because you know that that's a hot topic, a hot item.
Yeah.
And what's fun about the holiday coupon books is we also put out an email to the Platinum Group Realtors, to the whole company, and say who wants one, because we have enough for our clients and customers. And then we also spread that to the Platinum Group, because it's really neat, because they have new people moving to Colorado Springs that they can maybe share one of those coupon books with as well.
I love it. I love it. Well, it's really fun to put together, and we've got a couple businesses in the coupon book this year that have never been in before, and some of the kind of hot spots that people always want to try out. So make sure and pick it up, and you can check out some of these hot spots and get a little deal. I want to ask one more specific question about the rink before we kind of move into other stuff. So you have two grandbabies now.
Two beautiful girls and daughters.
So Luna has skated in the past.
Yeah.
The second baby is still pretty young,
Margo,
right?
She's 16 months old.
Okay. So will this be her? She was probably at the rink last year, but will she actually be able to get on the ice this year?
You know, they'll find a way.
Okay.
And it's really cool because Ed and I obviously will be there. And then the papas, which is the in-laws of our son Eric, they're going to be there. And so it's like a big family event, right, for them to be able to see Margot Joy. That's her name, Margot Joy. I love it. MJ. They're going to have to be able to see her on the ice with Eric. And he was such a – like I said, the kids played ice hockey. And it's just so cool to see Luna being taught how to skate with – by her dad, but also her uncle, because Eric actually got on the rink a lot last year with Luna, his uncle and niece. And I love that relationship. And it's just really cool. Yeah, I'm excited to see Margot Joy, the 16-month-old on there this year as well.
Well, I know we definitely are looking forward to the pictures, because you always post such great pictures after any event. But
yes,
this one I think will be especially fun
and
to watch for.
Cuties.
Kelsey, there are lots of other holiday traditions in downtown. What are a few that are upcoming that you think people like?
You know, as Renee mentioned earlier, you know, she does her Skate in the Park event on the night of the holiday stroll, because in my opinion, one of the most festive nights downtown each year. You and I chaperone Santa and the Grinch, and it's one of my favorite events each holiday season. They are an absolute blast to hang out with, and I just love seeing all of the children who are just delighted to see Santa, maybe terrified of the Grinch, maybe they're excited, I don't know, it can go either way usually, but that's one of my favorite nights of the year.
And a cool little kind of side tradition attached to the holiday stroll is that our Grinch has a couple nephews in town, and his sister always brings them down to the holiday stroll to see Santa and the Grinch. And at least the first couple years, they didn't know their uncle was the Grinch, because it's this full mask with just his eyes, and he's nonverbal.
And they cry every time.
That's
every
funny.
Every single time.
And he does such a fabulous job as the Grinch.
He really does. He is a great Grinch. By the time we publish this, the Festival of Lights will be over, but that's another really big holiday tradition. If I remember right, the traffic is something like 70,000 people mm-hmm. come downtown for that.
We used to come down when our kids were little. I mean, our oldest son is 41 now, so you know, they'll go with their family. You know, Brandon, Leah, and Luna will go. But we used to bring the kids down, and we would sit in front of Old Chicago's, which is no longer there, which is sad, but true. And we would line up on these really cool cushions, like on the sidewalk. And then we'd go into there and we'd get hot cocoa. We'd order our pizzas because we wanted to get good spots. And for years and years and years, it was a family tradition. And I have to be honest, I miss it. I miss it a lot. But, you know, kids grow up and things change. But if you have young children and you want to go, or you could even go, I guess I could grab a group of friends and go.
Oh yeah, even if you don't have children, you know, my partner and I love to go every year. We grab a hot beverage and then we stand outside and we watch all the twinkling lights, and it's fun to see everyone from the Switchbacks players to like Colorado Springs Utilities dress up a car and get really festive and just celebrate the holiday season.
Yeah, and do they have hot cocoa like stands downtown now?
We don't have hot cocoa stands, but there are plenty of places where you can get great hot cocoa. My favorite, we always go to Pike's Peak Lemonade.
Their
peppermint hot cocoa. So, so good.
Well, and Solar Roast right there on the corner, not to mention some of their seasonal coffees that they have right now, and right on Bijou and Tejon, so perfect location as far as watching the parade. And then Story Coffee is tucked right over there on the other side of Bijou. So, yeah, lots of great places to warm your hands up at that tradition, or all holiday season long. Let's see, there are a lot of other events that happen right now. I was actually just on the Pikes Peak Center's website, and they seem to be hosting like every holiday concert from all of the various chorales, and the ballet is coming up. And again, when you talk about gifting an experience versus necessarily a physical gift, I think there's families, and I especially love the ballet. And I know that everyone goes to the ballet, but there is nothing more adorable than the little girls that are also dressed up in either their Christmas dresses or the tutus to go to see the Nutcracker.
Yeah. Oh, but have you seen that there's a Colorado Springs Nutcracker where they rewrote the Nutcracker with General Palmer in the view of Colorado Springs history?
Cool.
I just saw that for the first time, and I think I have to get tickets. I need to know what that's like.
Oh, that would be really interesting. Yeah, you'll have to tell everybody about that.
I absolutely will, yeah.
So do either of you have a holiday tradition at any of the restaurants downtown? Is there some place that during November and December you just must go because of the decor or a certain drink or a certain dish?
Tonight I am going to Bloom Ultra Lounge because the owner, Susan, she loves to decorate. She is a festive lady and she goes all out for the holidays. So you walk in and it's already just like overloaded with like flowers and beautiful decor, and then now it's also decked out with like sparkles and icicles and ornaments and trees in every single corner.
Wow.
And they do a really great holiday menu, so they have a peppermint espresso martini with my name on it that I have to go get tonight, and coupon in the coupon book, so I'm gonna get a buy one get one free cocktail tonight.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. You said you guys used to do Old Chicago attached to the holiday parade. Do you have any other things you look forward to?
Yeah, there's not restaurants as much as I'd like just going to the living room. They have unique plants there that you can't really find in town. So the shopping for me is probably the biggest thing is with going downtown. And Sparrow and Hawk is one, and Rocky Mountain Soap Market.
Yeah.
And you walk by and you can't help but be drawn to go into that place because it smells so good. And Terra Verde is one of my favorite. And Hallow Boutique, did I say that name right? Because I always just go there, but I never know the name right.
I'm with you with the shopping. And I have So we've got some traditions attached to, like, our stockings. Santa always puts smoked oysters in our stockings. And so once my partner and I got together, and he lives in Texas, he's in the Army, so I'll be there for Christmas, and we'll bring stockings. And I always put a tin of smoked oysters in both of our stockings because it's a family tradition that's come down, like, through my family. But now, like, the ones that I've gone to are savory spice. Like, every year I mm-hmm. have to get a jar of spices, and I get a different one for him and me. I keep hoping it'll mean he cooks. It never does, but at least there's good spices when I'm there. And then the Christmas ornaments at Terra Verde. Yeah. My gosh, when we were shopping a couple weeks ago, it was all the little, like, folky
the little
characters,
mice.
Like the
cute
the mice.
Little, like, felty yeah. mice in the cute little outfits. Aww. Yeah.
And those are some of, like, our stocking traditions. Do you still get stockings, or do
you know
stockings?
I still do stockings. I am the stocking stuffer in my household, but it's strange, you know, as we have this conversation about traditions, I realize I'm kind of the opposite. I look for new things every year. Oh. And my family and I don't really repeat a lot of things, but I do agree with you, savory spice every year for the stockings. My parents are constantly asking me to ship them bottles of the Pike's Peak Butcher Rub, so I get them the extra large pack every year for their stockings. So I guess that is one tradition that we have that's been created since I moved here.
Okay.
But yeah, for me, it's really searching out the new things. One of the things I was really excited about this year is Jack's Fish House every week is doing sugar cookie decorating. So I cannot make shaped sugar cookies to save my life. They turn into blobs every single time. So you go, the cookies are already baked, they're in their perfect little shape, icing sugar is already made and dyed for you, so you're not getting food dye all over the place, nothing to clean up when you're done, and then you just get to go and, like, pipe your cookies and take them home, and it looks so much fun, so I can't wait to try that out.
Well, I'm really glad that I'm sitting here with you guys, because I'm like, I need to go to Jack's and decorate a cookie, because that is super fun, mm-hmm. especially not having the cleanup.
No cleanup. Yep.
And the baking.
Yeah. But Savory Spice Shop has it's a turmeric, ginger, like this mix for healthy. You can buy it. It comes in a box. And it's all the healthy versions of, like, a drink that you can make. Oh. And so this time of year is a really good time of year to go in and ask them about this box of spices that you can get. Because it really, I've been doing these spices for a year now, and I have not been sick. And it sounds kind of funny in a way, but I love that they put that together. And I've actually shipped that to all of my siblings back in Michigan and a brother in Alaska. Like, hey, and that came from Savory. So it's really nice to get that.
So do you and Ed still do stockings?
No, we haven't done a stocking for a few years now because the house that we have, Carrie, have you been to my home?
I have not.
Oh, it's unique. And when we built, we put in three fireplaces, and that one with mantles that you can really hang stockings on.
Okay.
Right? So, like, we always put in beef jerky.
Okay.
Because if we're going to go skating or snowshoeing or any of those good things, you want to have those little good things into your pockets. So we would always do beef jerky, and the kids love beef jerky. But I like those little things. And I was going to say, at Terra Verde, they have a really great jewelry selection. And so that would be a great stocking stuffer that I would do. If we were doing those still. So maybe my daughter-in-laws might be like, yeah, hey, Renee, add those back to your list, because I'm sure they would love earrings from Terra Verde.
Like Kelsey, I am the stocking stuffer in my family. And, you know, it's kind of fun. You get to stuff your own stocking. And a couple weeks ago, I bought a pair of earrings from Yobel, and they're a tiny little stud in the front, and then it's a really long chain in the back. And so you just thread them through, and they're rose gold. And today is the first day I've taken them out since I bought them, and it's been at least 3 weeks, if not more. And I stopped in last week, and they had them in silver as well. So I may have the silver ones in my stocking this year.
Well, Yobel has really unique gifts as well, and I don't think a lot of people are familiar with that store in that they're in their new space now. It's just really quite, for me, like, if I'm looking for a unique gift, I go to Yobel.
Yep.
So I'm glad you reminded me of that as well. I'm just starting the process.
I do have one other shopping tradition, and it used to always be from Terra Verde. It was their pine scented candle, because I always had a real Christmas tree until 2 or 3 years ago, and I have a crazy dog. He's older now, so he's not as crazy, but he would come around the corner at Christmas, bump the tree, and it would drop needles. And it finally got to the point that there were enough years in a row that it was just a disaster of pine needles in the house that I decided to get an artificial tree instead of a real tree, but I really missed the smell. And so I started going to Terra Verde, and they had this wonderful pine candle, and I think they have a 10% off coupon or something in the book generally, so I'd always use that. And then when I met Kelsey, she also at Good Intentions has a pine candle.
Oh.
And so I always get a pine candle for the holiday season because I don't have the real tree anymore.
Yeah, I'm excited to go check out your store, Kelsey.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you there. Yeah, this season, what I was really excited about, I have a new candle called Warm and Cozy, and it's a spice and pine mix. So that's my scent of the season.
That sounds fabulous.
So there are ways downtown to take the advice we've given you and create a new tradition. But there are also cool things that we haven't mentioned, like my girlfriends and I, again, this is going back to Good Intentions. On Monday night, we've booked a private perfume class with Kelsey. So I suggested, you know, we always exchange gifts. And again, like, I love gifts, but it's the economy right now where a lot of people are stretching dollars. And again, there are not a lot of things we need as far as the stuff we would give at Christmas this year. So I suggested that we do a perfume class with Kelsey. And so each of us, we're coming together at the same time. We'll have wine with it, and then we get a private class where she teaches us how to make perfume, and we each go home with our own bottle of perfume, and we've had this like new fun girlfriend time together, and everyone has a custom scent that they then get to wear through the holiday season and into the new year. And so There are lots of things like that that you can do downtown to create traditions, whether you want to do it solo, as a couple, with friends, et cetera. And even just scrolling through the internet yesterday, I was looking, and there are upcoming classes at Kronk, which is one of the curiosity shops downtown. And some of them are like create your own terrarium.
Yeah, yeah. You can do terrariums. One of the ones I really want to take, you can pin your own butterfly. So they're butterflies that were raised in captivity, you know, natural, end of their life cycle, weren't killed for this. But you can go and preserve your own butterfly and put it in a beautiful frame and then take it home with you as a piece of art. One of the things my girlfriends and I are doing this year is Toodle's Tea Room is doing a special English Christmas tea. So we're going to do it up. Lacy gloves, like fastener hats, the whole works. And I think that's going to be our new tradition starting this year.
I love that.
I think that Leah and Luna and Leah's mom, that's my daughter-in-law and granddaughter and Brandon's mother-in-law, just did that. And she had pictures of that. And I'm like, oh, that just looks so fabulous to do. One other thing that I didn't mention that we did do for years just recently is pike ride. We would dress up in Christmas things, and there would be like 20 or 30 of us. And we would ride from one area of downtown to the other and then stop at Bristol Brewing and get a beverage. And I love that because it just, you got to see things from a different viewpoint by riding the bikes. And you obviously aren't going to pick a day where it's snowing. But gosh, what a great thing to do that. You have scooters and bikes downtown that you can rent.
And now we have cozy jeeps. Cozy jeeps and the Holly Jolly Christmas Trolley.
Yes.
So Adventures Out West came downtown this year during their off season and decorated their jeeps and their trolley with faux fur hides and twinkle lights and the full works, and you can take a little ride around downtown.
Yeah, tell people more about that because I've seen it, but I'm like, do I have to pedal? Like, what does that look like?
No, no pedaling involved. They do all the work for you. All you have to do is hop on. The seats are heated, so even though it is like an open-air jeep or an open-air trolley, nice and warm in there. They have blankets, and there are a couple different options you can choose, a couple different packages. They have a date night package that comes with Skate in the Park tickets as well, but just a nice little sightseeing tour around downtown where you can be warm and cozy.
Well, you guys are definitely adding a lot of fun things to our city center, which is super important.
Isn't it crazy? Whenever I hear someone say, oh, there's nothing to do in Colorado Springs, I would just want to shake them because I'm like, oh my gosh. And we're lucky because we're in the middle of it. And part of our job is to know what's happening. But it's just, I mean, every Sunday in December, the Mining Exchange is doing cocoa carols and cocktails. And so I think it's Sundays from 4 to 6 in their lobby, live professional musicians, and you can come and for 2 hours sing carols with them.
I love the singing of the Christmas carols. We used to do that at Wild Goose, and that was probably one of the highlights of my downtown Christmas traditions is singing carols. And I saw that being advertised, and I'm like, oh, I need to go to the Mining Exchange because obviously the Wild Goose is no longer here. Yep. But somebody gave us an alternative space to go sing Christmas carols. And do they have books and everything as well?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Yeah, we haven't been to one yet, but I think we'll be finding out pretty soon.
Yeah, you guys are going to love that. Singing Christmas carols is the best.
And I also just saw a class from Green Mountain Haven. They're a new little shop on Nevada downtown. And the next couple Saturdays, you can do hand-created Christmas cards there. They've got a class, I think it's at 11 in the morning or something. But yeah, head over to our website or theirs. But again, there are just so many ways to get involved and do things during the Christmas season and then head out for eating or drinking or shopping.
But things to do with the children, right, would be skate in the park, the Festival of Lights. And is there anything else that you can top of mind think of that people would want to know about?
Bring kids with. Definitely some of the shows that are happening at the Pikes Peak Center. I did see the Children's Chorale Christmas concert is happening there. And one other...
Well, kids love Nutcracker, right?
Yeah, then of course the ballet.
Well, and then speaking of Green Mountain Haven, so every Friday they do like a kids happy hour where they can come in and craft, and the crafts are seasonal. So it's a lot of like family friendly, like ornament making or card making or little things like that.
That's awesome.
And since we do have pretty lovely weather most of the time, the Acacia Park Playground is open year round. And when the sun comes back out and the snow melts, going to play over there for a little while. And then, like you said, popping over to maybe get a hot lemonade at Pikes Peak Lemonade.
Or hit the Cocoa Bar. I just went to that for the first time this year so far. Every topping you can ever think of on top of your hot cocoa, marshmallows, sprinkles, M&Ms, cookie dough, like you name it, it's there. So that's a fun treat.
A fun treat and a parent's maybe nightmare with all the
sugar. Right, right.
But that's, you only let your kids do that occasionally, right?
Yeah, it's just really a magical time downtown. So we hope that you will consider spending some of your downtown time and making new traditions in downtown Colorado Springs this year. If you are looking for an easy gift, we have downtown gift cards that are good at more than 150 bars, restaurants, shops, boutiques, hotels, etc. downtown. You can get them in any increment, $10 or more. You can order them online at downtowncs.com/gift card. You can have a physical gift card made and pick it up in our office as long as you do it before December 23rd. You can have them mailed to you or your recipient, or this year, brand new, we actually have a digital version of the gift card that'll just, you put it in your Google or Apple wallet and spend away. So we encourage you to potentially think of giving those and letting people explore for themselves downtown.
Those gift cards are really great for teacher gifts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because everybody always like, what do we give our teacher? They love things like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Renee, before we kind of sign off today, will you tell us a little bit more about Bear and Bear?
Wow, that's a great question. And hopefully I don't get too emotional. When Ed and I got married, I started to work with him in real estate. And it just, because I was a stay-at-home mom, but I wanted to do something part-time, and eventually became a full-time realtor. But it was really great to be able to work alongside my husband, because you don't really, real estate's a hard industry, and I don't think people fully understand that. And he was never home. He wasn't home because back then we didn't have the internet, right? This is years and years ago. And so when he did come home, I'd be like, oh, when are you coming home? And we didn't have really cell phones. So it was really nice when technology came around. I don't know if any of you guys are all too young to know all this, but it's super fascinating because you'd be meeting with clients at 6 p.m. at night, 8 p.m. at night. Now you can do it all by computer. And so it was great to work with them so I could understand the industry, but then it evolved into me doing more, being a licensed full-time realtor. And then when our kids got old enough, they're like, they're going to come join us. And so both of our boys, Eric and Brandon, got their license when they were 18. You can't get your real estate license until you're 18. And they both did. And then they went off to college and did their thing. And then they came back. And then Brandon and Leah were sitting next to each other. She worked for another realtor at the time. And they got introduced to each other, got married. I mean, it was just super cool. So we're a family real estate team. There's five of us. We sell all over Colorado Springs. So we don't specialize in one area. We specialize in all areas. because Colorado Springs, we've been here. So we know everything. We know the city and the space. And it's just such a fun job because we're helping people find a place to call home. It's really fun. And when people have to move out of our city, it's hard. It's heartbreaking because we know we see them moving somewhere else. But we try to help with that transition as well to make it as smooth for them and the people that are buying their home to do the best job of representing them.
I love it. Well, we have also been lucky enough to meet your entire family over the years, and you are all just a joy, and you can tell how close you all are together. And it's just really cool to see a family working together, because I don't know that I've ever met a family where there are that many of you in a business together and still have just such great relationships and positive outlook and so much impact on the community.
And we all bring a unique flavor, which makes it really special.
I love it.
Thank you.
Before we close, we ask all of our guests this at the end of our podcast. And I know you've told us lots of things along the way, but if there was one thing that you could pick out, what do you love about the Springs?
This is going to be a very unique answer. It's the city of possibilities. I just feel like if you're new here, or if you've been here for a long time and you want to meet people, you can do that here. People are so warm and inviting and welcoming and kind. And the reason why I say the city of possibilities is because really seriously, anything is possible here, because we're just small enough but big enough to offer a variety of things for everyone here.
What a great answer. Kelsey, before we close, any words of advice on holiday traditions, holiday shopping, or just December in downtown Colorado Springs from you?
You know, just go out with your loved ones, enjoy the beautiful snowy weather if we have it, enjoy the decorations, enjoy just being downtown and doing something fun, being surprised by something you come across, and just enjoy the time with your loved ones.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this special edition of Loving the Springs, where we celebrate the best and elevate the rest.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar. Your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region. Your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.